It was dolphin weather when I sailed into Piraeus with my comrades of the Cretan bullring. Knossos had fallen, which time out of mind had ruled the seas. The smoke of the burning labyrinth still clung to our clothes and hair. I sprung ashore and grasped both hands full of Attic earth. It stuck to my palms as if it loved me. Then I saw the staring people, not greeting us, but calling each other to see the Cretan strangers. I looked at my team, the boys and girls of Athens's tribute, carried to Crete to learn the bull vault and dance for Minotaurus on bloody sand. They showed me myself, as I must look to Attic eyes. A bull dancer of Crete, smooth-shaven, fined down to a whiplash by the training, my waist in a gilded cinch belt, my silk knit stitched with peacock eyes, my lids still smudged with coal, nothing Hellene about me but my flaxen hair. My necklace and arm rings were not grave jewels of a kingly house, but the costly gauds of the bull court, the gift of sport-loving lords and man-loving ladies to a bull boy who will go in with the music and fly up with the horns. Small wonder no one knew me. The bullring is a dye that seeps into one's soul. Even till my feet touched Attic soil, the greater part of me had been Theseus the Athenian, team leader of the cranes, the odds-on fancy, the back somersault boy, the first of the bull leapers. They had painted me on the walls of the labyrinth, carved me in ivory. There had been little gold Theseuses on the women's bracelets. The ballad makers had promised themselves and me 1,000 years of singing. In these things my pride still lingered. Now it was time to be my father's son. There were great shouts about us. The crowd had seen who we were. They thronged around, calling the news along towards Athens and the rock, and stretching their eyes at the king's son, tricked out like a mountebank. "Look! We are back! Yes! Every one of us! Look! There is your son! No! The Cretans will not chase us! There is no Minos now! The house of the axe has fallen! We fought a great battle there after the earthquake! We are free! And there is no Cretan tribute anymore! Find me a black bull calf," I told the people. "I must sacrifice to Poseidon, Earthshaker, for our safe return. And send a runner to the king, my father." The calf came meekly and bowed his head, consenting. A good omen which pleased the people. Even at the stroke, he scarcely struggled. Yet when he sank down, his eyes reproached me like a man's. A strange thing after his mildness. I dedicated him and poured the blood upon the earth. When I quenched the flames with wine, I prayed, "Father Poseidon, Lord of Bulls, we have danced for you in your holy place and laid our lives in your hand. You brought us safe home. Be good to us still and hold fast our roof posts. Prosper my father's house, and be it so according to our prayer." They cried amen, but the sound wandered. There was a buzz of news behind. My runner was back, long before he could have reached the citadel. He came to me slowly, and the people made way for him, drawing aside. I knew then he brought death tidings. He stood silent before me, but not for long. No news so bad, but an Athenian wants to be the first with it. They brought me a horse. As we rode from Piraeus to the rock, the sound of joy fell back and I heard the wailing. I said, "Show me my father."